Welcome to episode 1246 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today, we continue our series, 1010 with Jesus, a deeper look.
Matthew 1, verse 23. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us.
There is something sacred about presence. A friend who shows up when you're grieving. A teacher who looks you in the eye and listens. A parent who sits by your side in silence during a hard moment. They may not say much, but their withness is enough to bring comfort, strength, and even healing. Now imagine that kind of presence multiplied a thousandfold. Imagine God Himself not remaining distant in heaven, but choosing to be with us. In the dirt, in the struggle, in the waiting, in the laughter, in the loss. That's exactly what we celebrate when we proclaim the name Emmanuel, God with us. This is not just a Christmas doctrine. It is the foundational truth of the entire gospel. From the beginning to the end of Scripture, God's desire has been to dwell with His people. In Jesus, that longing took on flesh and bone. But what does it mean, really mean, to say God is with us? And how does that change the way we live, believe, and face our world today? The announcement in the first chapter of Matthew is not a New Testament invention. It's a fulfillment of a prophecy from Isaiah 7, verse 14, spoken in a time of political upheaval and national fear. King Ahaz of Judah was facing the threat of invasion, and God gave him a sign, not of military strength, but of presence.
The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel.
The message? I will be with you, even when things seem out of control. This is the heartbeat of God's interaction with humanity. In Eden, He walked with Adam and Eve. In the wilderness, He traveled with Israel as a pillar of cloud by day and fire by night. In the temple, His glory filled the Holy of Holies. In exile, He promised, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you." And in Jesus, the promise took on skin. Jesus didn't just teach about God. He was God, moving into the neighborhood, which is the way the Message version of the Bible puts it.
John 1, verse 14. The Word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood. We saw the glory with our own eyes, the one-of-a-kind glory like Father, like Son, generous inside and out, true from start to finish.
The incarnation isn't just a doctrine. It's divine solidarity. God became one of us. He didn't send a representative. He came Himself. Jesus wasn't just with us in some abstract way. His ministry revealed how God is with us, all of us. He is with the forgotten. Jesus consistently moved toward the marginalized. Lepers, tax collectors, prostitutes, Gentiles, the demon-possessed. He didn't demand they get their act together first. He entered into their mess. His presence dignified them.
Romans 5, verse 8. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
He is with the suffering. He wept at Lazarus's tomb. He touched the hemorrhaging woman. He healed the blind and comforted the grieving. Jesus didn't run from suffering. He entered it.
Isaiah 53, verse 4. Surely He took up our pain and bore our suffering.
He is with the searching. Nicodemus, the woman at the well, the rich young ruler. Jesus engaged questioners and doubters with patience and depth. He didn't shame their confusion. He stayed in the conversation.
Seek and you will find.
He is with His friends. Jesus wasn't just Lord. He called His disciples friends. He walked, ate, laughed, cried, and suffered with them. He stayed with them. This isn't just history. It's a model for how Jesus is still present through His Spirit today, in our isolation, in our struggles, in our communities, and in our mission. If Jesus is God with us, then His presence demands a response. Presence is a gift, but it also invites transformation. What does it demand of us? Jesus tells us to abide in Him in John 15:4.
Remain in Me as I also remain in you.
The same Jesus who came to dwell with us now invites us to dwell with Him. We are not meant to live for God from a distance. We are called to abide, to walk in constant awareness of his presence. We need to be present with others. Jesus modeled a radically present life. In our distracted, hurried world, one of the most countercultural things we can do is slow down and be present with the people in front of us, just as God is with us. And we need to become God's presence. We are now the body of Christ on earth. Our call is not merely to experience his presence, but to extend it. Where is God calling you to be his hands, his comfort, his peace? The name Emmanuel, God with us, holds layers of deep theological meaning. Let's get deep. Jesus reveals God's proximity. In many ancient religions, the gods were distant, aloof, unpredictable, needing appeasement. Jesus shattered that image. In him, God is not far off, but close. He speaks our language, eats our food, walks our roads. This tells us something profound. God is not afraid of our humanity. Your pain doesn't repel him. Your doubts don't scare him. Your weakness doesn't disappoint him. He draws near. Always. Jesus reveals God's compassion. God didn't come with a sword or a throne. He came as a baby, vulnerable, dependent. He grew tired, wept, felt hunger, suffered injustice, and died a criminal's death. In Jesus, we see a God who feels with us. Hebrews 4 verse 15 tells us Jesus is not unable to empathize with our weaknesses. He knows what it means to be human. This means we never suffer alone. Jesus doesn't just understand, he joins us. Jesus reveals God's commitment. The incarnation isn't temporary. Jesus didn't put on a human costume for 33 years and then take it off. He was resurrected still human, still bearing scars. The second person of the Trinity is forever bound to humanity. God's witness is not seasonal. It is eternal. Jesus reveals God's mission. Jesus didn't just come to be with us. He came to bring us back to God. The presence of Jesus leads to reconciliation, not just companionship. Because God is with us, we are not lost. We are found. We are forgiven. We are sent.
In the quiet of the morning, when the sun begins to rise, and the world is still asleep beneath the silent skies, I can feel a gentle presence, a whisper in the air, a reminder that you're with me, and you've always been right there. You're with me in the shadows, you're with me in the light, you're with me in the darkest hour, salvation shining bright. When the storms of life are raging and I don't know what to do, I find my peace and
Jesus is still Emmanuel. He didn't ascend to leave us. He ascended to fill the whole world with his presence. And through the Holy Spirit, he is with us always. The question is, are we with him? As you walk into meetings, respond to texts, do laundry, or sit in silence, what would change if you really believed that God is with you? What if you lived your whole life rooted in that one truth? Because he is with you, you can have peace. Because he is with you, you can be brave. Because he is with you, you are never alone. Father, we thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus, our Emmanuel. You are not a distant God, but one who has come near. You have walked our roads, carried our burdens, wept our tears, and redeemed our story. In a world that often feels cold, chaotic, and isolated, help us to remember that you are with us closer than our next breath. Teach us to abide in your presence. Open our eyes to see where you are already at work. Shape us into people who don't just receive your presence, but embody it in our homes, churches, and cities. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today.